All feet brewing, laughter flowing. Kaioken's Cafe, we keep it going. Talking about life, everyday events. Aaron Coombs, our host, he's so intense. Stay tuned, stay happy, stay up. Join us as we roast our coffee. Kaioken's Cafe Season 5. We're living life, feeling alive.
Like the Matrix?
It sounds good. Alrighty then. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Hey there, you're listening to Kaioken's Cafe Podcast. This is episode 6 of season 3, I do believe. This will be our last episode for this month, and we'll come back again in May.
And it's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May. I'm your host, Aaron Coombs, and this is my feature, Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
He's French. With a C. C-A-R-K. No.
Craig.
Mm. So how you been?
Good, man. Good.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I've been cruising for bruising.
Oh, yeah? I like it.
Went down south, if you know what I'm talking about. Maybe I'll talk more on a different episode with Laura. Don't want to bum you out about how much fun we didn't have. But I had 3 more glasses to my case here, 3 shot glasses. So we got the West Indies, and I got the Virgin Islands, and also Dominican, because I've never been Dominican yet, which is odd, but it was good. So, first off, let's talk about sports, get it out of the way, because there's not much to talk about.
There's lots to talk about. We just don't follow, because we're so cute, because our teams are in the playoffs.
Follow a little bit.
Well, we'll start with the NHL playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Ottawa Senators or Montreal Canadiens made it to the playoffs.
Boston beat the Leafs last night.
Yeah, it's 2-1 in the Boston Leafs series, not for Boston.
And we're currently recording this on Thursday, April 25th, so we'll probably post this tomorrow, Friday. How about that?
Cool.
Just for the weekend.
Yeah, and then the basketball, of course, the Raptors tanked at the end of the season. And
I think they're doing it on purpose.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
But yeah. If you had to get a jersey, whose jersey I want.
Dick, for sure.
You'd get the Dick. Right? Because I used to be Lowry, he's a bobblehead.
But like it's all seriousness. I don't know. Probably Barrett.
Who's number 5? Is there a number 5 anymore? That's just my lucky number.
Is that... What number is... the other guy came through in the next trade.
I'm not sure. No ideas. I haven't been watching basketball in the lines of time. I'm actually watching more baseball, which is odd. Because I don't watch baseball.
That's what... I'm also watching because Jays is the beginning of the season, and of course, Blue Jays are my team, and I make you watch it with me sometimes. And they're a few games over 500 right now, so they picked up a little bit. And Romano's back, so he's like solid, maybe the best really finisher in the game. So,
and not to talk about the Cruise.
You see that but, was he on there? No, is that where he was too?
But every time I went down there, we're Canadian. They're like, oh, which hockey you watch? Like, oh, I also watch like baseball and basketball. I was like, I thought hockey was a big thing. I was like, yeah, hockey is a big thing, but we can watch other sports. Like, they think that all we do is watch hockey and ride moose. Mm-hmm. I don't know. All right.
Yeah. And so like that is sports.
Sports. That's all right.
Yeah, no games today.
No games.
Let's see what movie we'll watch.
And I wasn't going to do a podcast, but Mark said, we got to do one last one before we end up in May. It's going to be May. And then I think I got another vacation booked for Kalani. It'll be her first time on an airplane. So
cool.
Could be cool. Could be psyched out. Could be good. Let's check it out.
I like it.
I won't say where we're going because the paparazzi is going to get us. You know what I'm saying? But we could talk about movies if you want.
Movies. Okay, so the movie I was waiting for a while to see, that I got to see big Shutter on Shutter, is Late Night with the Devil. It's set in like the mid 70s, and this guy is supposed to be like Carson's rival type of thing. Like he's trying to get like ratings against him, and this is like sweep week, and this guy probably has like ties to the occult and like backed by these groups and stuff, and there's like some pretty cool possession stuff and hypnosis stuff. It's really cool. I totally recommend it. The ending is a bit different, so I've seen people say mixed about how they felt about that, but I thought it was cool. I like when people try to do stuff that's different and add a bit of humor to it too as well. How about you, see anything new movies?
I've been gone for a couple of weeks and I haven't really watched any videos. I've been listening to audiobooks.
Okay. Because movies, well, the last drive-in, Lloyd Kaufman was on from Troma, and he showed the original Toxic Avenger. Now that the remake is coming out soon with Peter Dinklage, P. Dinky himself as Toxic Avenger, so that's pretty random. Should be cool.
Yeah, we can't see him.
Yeah, so Kaufman was on, and they talked about the original one, which was, oh man, what a wild flick. Did you ever see that? Did you ever see any 80s? Trouble movies?
Was it 80s?
Yeah, 84.
I was even born. Movies.
Yeah, I was just born. And movie-wise, one more I'm going to shout out that's a little bit different is Breathless, a film by Jean-Luc Godard. It's a French film from early 60s, and it was really cool. It was a really cool piece of cinema. And if you want to feel fancy, or if you just want to see like a classic movie, it's worth checking out. I think I'm good for movies. But what else we got? Shows!
Let's talk about shows. Well, I'm still stuck on the last one we were talking about before, Narcos. I'm on season 3.
Okay.
And I won't give up any information, but if you've seen the first two seasons are probably the best ones. And the last season I'm on there now, so. And also, audiobook, Twisted in This is a son who's still alive, Juan Escobar, or he changed his name now. I listened to his audiobook. It tells him about a couple things he got wrong in the show and some other stuff you wouldn't know, like behind the scenes. It was pretty cool. So I recommend that book that he wrote, his own son. And he's doing architecture now. He's an architect.
Cool. Like Art Vandelay. Shows, you know, the one I would keep telling you about, you got to check out, is X-Men 97. It's it takes off from where the 90s series. And you get that old school style, and it's wild, man. People are dying. I'm not gonna say who, but it's wild. Some people aren't dying. It's just wild.
Some people just live.
But no, it's like these cool characters. I'm not gonna say it. Not doing any spoilers. There's so much. Every episode, you get a cliffhanger. 7 episodes in now.
You know, they're not going to have all the voices from the past. Some of them actually passed away, but is there some same? I think there is.
I think so, yeah.
So I should check that out as well.
Oh, yeah.
I always did love the intro, one of my favorite intros.
It's one you don't skip for sure. I usually turn it up loud. Okay, that's too much. Don't get seed. But yeah, Disney Plus, that show. I've seen someone had a status saying that the thing's the best thing Marvel ever put on screen. It's pretty damn good.
I got the old comic books. The old Marvel vs. DC comic. You ever see them? The mixed ones? They're pretty cool collection. So I like the old school stuff. Yeah. But I still haven't seen it. Was it 3 episodes out now? Or 4?
X-Man?
Yeah.
7?
7 out. I'll catch up.
Every Wednesday,
it's
man.
It's only a half hour.
And a lot of podcasts I've been watching. Now, I usually don't catch it live. I've been watching a lot of that. I caught the last one a little bit at the end live. But Kill Tony. It's like a comedian, Tony Hinchcliffe. He's been doing this for like 10 years. But I've only recently got into it from seeing like clips or reels and then going back and checking out the whole episodes. And he'll have like different comedian guests on there. Like everyone from like Shane Gillis, Joe Rogan. Everybody's on it. And people from the audience and outside put in the name of the hat, and then they come up and do 60-second stand-up sets, and then they do interview actors. Sometimes people do great. Sometimes they're so good they become regulars, and he takes them on tour with them and everything, right? So it's pretty cool. And sometimes people are very, really bad, too.
It's hard to be on the spot, I guess. Like, now, tell me a joke. Oh, see? It's not easy. Knock, knock. So it's live YouTube. I still watch Good Mythical Morning, of course. And, oh, there's the furnace finally off. And Chris D'Elia, even though he's kind of, you know. But he's been talking about Shudder, too, watching Shudder. He's like, wait a minute, there's more than just Hulu. There's Shudder. And he's like, there's a weird movie called Bag Face or something. And it's like, someone has a bag over their face. He's like, I gotta watch the rest, he said. Oh, what kind of, have you watched a scary movie that you thought would be crap and it was actually crap?
Oh, that's like, I know. I love a good crappy horror movie too, like Dr. Giggles.
It's gotta be so bad it's funny, but sometimes movies are just
sometimes
bad.
Sometimes the same movie will reach the level of where it's funny and then it delve into an area where it's not.
Yeah. And we're talking about shows, all back to shows. And I can't remember any other shows I download lately besides Narcos. I'm listening to audiobooks, that's why. My screen is a little bit busted. I got a new screen order, it's not yet
back. Talk about books then, Book Boy?
Book Boy. This guy. Seth Rogen. I got the yearbook.
The book.
And I was playing it on the audio in the car, and I was like, this is not appropriate for a little girl back in the suite. Talking about, like, pornography and stuff he's doing, and different stuff in his past, and drinking and drugs and stuff. So, but I recommend that movie, or that book, read by Seth on the yearbook, it's called. And I read the one again from Pablo Escobar's My Father, I think it's called. And I can't remember the last book I read before that. But you can go on. I'll think about it.
Okay, well, I finished Mr. Mercedes by Stephen King. I don't know. Did I mention that before? No, I think so. Well, this is Stephen King's first detective novel. And it started with three book series. It's actually a mini series based on the book. I haven't seen it either. The book was deadly, worth checking out. And I started reading The Institute, which came a couple years ago, Stephen King as well. And it's pretty cool so far. It's about, not going to say anything to give away, but kids with telekinesis and stuff.
I remember the third book I read. What was it? It's So Many Feet Phil, so it's based on the TV show as well. So I forgot to tell you that I watched that latest season of that show too. I think it's only a couple of episodes of it. But you know who I'm talking about, right? The guy goes around and just eats.
Yeah.
I think he did Ray Romano. He wrote or directed Ray Romano or something. So it's a good little book. All right.
Is that books?
Yes, books.
That's books. Music.
Music. Lately, I've been listening to all Caribbean music, Jamaican reggae, and Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville. What about you?
So much going on in music, and you're not going to be able to talk about any of it with me?
The new Taylor Swift.
Did you listen to it?
I listened to the first two songs, I think. I never had enough time. Too busy dancing in the Caribbean.
Well,
yeah.
Is it? It's not good? My favorite, man.
No. Oh,
and you know I'm Swiftie, right?
So. I heard there's a diss track against Kim K. Is that
in true? The extended? There's the whether something Amy track. Yeah.
Is it directly towards her? Like, how do you know?
It is.
Does it say her name?
Say my name, say Mother my effa. No.
Kim K.
I'll listen to it again. I'll get more detail next time. Yeah. But no, I like the song. The single with Posty is pretty good, and the song with Florence and the Machine is pretty good.
Posty's been doing.
I'll need to listen to it again, but it didn't grab me right away like the last Swiftie album did.
Like that new Beyonce album, I actually heard all of that.
Oh no,
because
I have no interest. Put it on. I can't do. I can't with the.
The only song I did enjoy was Post Malone one. So he's on like a lot of features, and he always makes songs better.
Yeah.
So he's also on with that the country singer, and I heard a little tiny bit of that so far. I don't think the full song's out yet, but I do enjoy a little bit of Posty. Post Malone. Austin, my old buddy. Right. And Alice in Chains is my most recent vinyl. I haven't got much vinyl lately, though, but I have over 160. And
I just got the Weezer Pinkerton recording for the Master Tapes version of the album, and it's awesome. It's amazing. And I got the Lost Highway soundtrack, which was revamped as well. It's pretty sick.
What we should do is
throw on some vinyl, drink some Cardio Kim's Cafe coffee, and play some board games the old school way.
That's fine.
So
sounds good to me.
Elliot, if you're listening.
Great this time.
I don't want to play Risk though. It's too long.
We gotta play Risk tonight, man. Come on now. Risk is the best.
Play Twisted with my mister.
I think we should totally play Risk for all the nights we didn't play Risk. We go for it.
Take a chance on Risk.
I was like, and besides the music, there's a whole, you found the Drake situation at all?
Diss tracks and stuff?
Yes, man.
Not really. No, J. Cole and, who dissed J. Cole? Kendrick Lamar.
It's else. Well, they're saying it's not the start, but the recent start is when he came out. He did the track with Future and Metro Boomin, and it was the whole "there's no big three, it's just big me" type of thing, right? And then J. Cole came out with the track, and then he had it deleted. He apologized.
Might delete this after, or is that a different one?
No, it was like Drill Time or something. And it was on his latest, J. Cole's latest mixtape was actually pretty good. He had the last track was, of course, the long Kendrick diss track. I thought it was all right, but I think most people felt it fell a bit short. But he got up in his feelings and apologized for it at the beginning of one of his concerts, and he said he'd take it down from all streaming, and he has. So then Rick Ross had a track against Drake. And he's calling him white boy and stuff. It's not very good.
Yeah.
But, and then a lot of the Future album is basically just disses towards, like, A$AP Rocky saying he was with Drake's baby mama before him and stuff like this. There's like about seven dudes all go towards Drake pretty much now. And so then Drake had that push up song that came out.
Why even talk about that? You're with Riri now. Who cares? And like, I think, is Diddy gonna get a diss?
Did he do it? Did he?
But yeah. I like J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick Lamar. Or I can't even say his name.
I think it's okay to like them all of them too.
Yeah. And you ever watch The Golden Hour with Shrub, Chris D'Elia, and Eric, the comedian?
The dude from.
Yeah. So they were talking about this too, and he said, well, he likes J. Cole better-ish because he's more rough or around the edges, and Kendrick's more like, what's the word? I don't know, critiqued? Is he too critiquey? I don't know. I forget what he said, but yeah. But I think they're both pretty fast and good, yeah. And there's something else about Drake getting sued or a song not being able to use. I don't know, I forget. That's always happened with the rap and music.
Yeah, so at least it's breathing some life into rap. All these middle-aged or near-middle-aged men getting sucky with each other.
Is Justin Timberlake going to be next?
It's going to be me!
Oh, the new Timberlake album. Not so good, man.
I heard, let's do it.
Not good. Sad.
In the Britney book, he's like, I'm not sorry.
It hit him too hard. But his last couple albums, he did that Man in the Woods thing, he just wasn't in it anymore. He did that song for the Trolls.
That's like one comedian's like,
Saturday was good either.
One female comedian said, Justin Timberlake was one of us, like black, like us. He had black music. And then he went in the woods and got very white. It was like, he was himself, but not himself. And we wanted to go back to the black Justin.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah. But I like his old school music better. But is it 2020 or what's it called? Something like that.
Those two albums, yeah, they're good. They were probably his last good stuff of like 10, 11 years ago.
Back in the day. Remember when camels hit the caramels? Let's talk about back in the day when cookies were bigger. No. All right. Moving on.
So that's movies, shows, music, books. Touched on my holiday. I'll talk more about the Caribbean again with Laura next May, or this May coming.
Yeah.
And got another trip coming up. And do you have anything coming up shortly, son?
Not really, man. Not yet, anyways. We'll see what happens.
We'll do something this summer. A little crazy.
We'll have to do St. John's.
We'll take our tarps off and just run across St. John's.
That's what we're going to do.
That's what we're going to do. So if you see two tarpless men.
Two burly men.
Heave away. Up the harbor, down the shore. So, yeah. Anything to add? I haven't wrote any notes.
No.
I didn't even know we were going to do this, but.
There we go. Until next time.
Until next time. Stay tuned. Stay happy and stay healthy. Bye for now.